All right, today's film review is titled Borg versus McEnroe. Those of you who are not familiar with the players, these are tennis players that were very, very good at what they did. And this movie covered their first meetup, which I think is their first meetup, at least in a Grand Slam final, back in 1980 for the Wimbledon Championship. I'm not going to spoil this film, but Borg at the time, if he wins this match in the movie, he will have won 5 Grand Slam Wimbledons in a row. And for McEnroe, it was his first time making it to a Grand Slam finale. So it would have been his first Wimbledon if he won the match. I'm talking about this film coming on the heels of just reading McEnroe's book called But Seriously, which was released in 2017, which was a very interesting read, and I learned a lot about McEnroe and I just think he's a very good storyteller. Now, this film pretty much focused on the lead up to the big match and what was going on in their lives. And it was starring Shia LaBeouf as John McEnroe. And I'm trying not to ruin the pronunciation, but Sverre Gudnason as Bjorn Borg. If you're talking straight looks, I think they pretty much nailed. They kind of got the look pretty much down. And then I want to talk about a little bit, because I was a McEnroe fan back in the early 80s, growing up as a teenager in high school when I first heard about him. I have to say, they made Shia LaBeouf try to act like McEnroe, but there's one thing I think that even Shia LaBeouf is going to have a hard time pulling off, and that is to be as mean and ornery as McEnroe was on the court sometimes, but then at the same time, people loved him for it, and that is hard to pull off. So there's a kind of a balancing act you have to do. Like, how do you ride that balancing act where, yeah, you are going to tick some people off and they're probably not going to like you, but I think the majority of people actually enjoyed John McEnroe's antics on the court. As for Bjorn Borg, he was more kind of the polar opposite of John McEnroe on the court, at least according to this film. And it's my understanding that even nowadays, in present time, McEnroe and Borg are good friends. The other problem why I don't know a lot about Borg after this particular match, it wasn't very long that Borg hung up his racket for good. I think he retired at like age 26 or 27. He never played another match. And that's commendable to go out while you're on top of your game and just say, look, that's the best I can do. I don't have any more to give. I have to give him props for that. Having said all that, Borg versus McEnroe was a very interesting tale. And especially if you never knew of their rivalry, if you didn't know much about John McEnroe, it'd be a good little introduction. On the other hand, if you didn't know them, might not be as entertaining or might not be as interesting to the person who didn't know of those two characters. It might be less interesting to watch on the downside. I enjoyed Borg versus McEnroe. I thought it was interesting that they put, and I have to think it's John McEnroe's decision, they put Borg first on the name of the film. Which is fine. I know McEnroe ended up winning more titles and things than did Borg, but really, that's not what this film was about. This was about one match between these two players who are at the top of their game. I would definitely recommend it. I'd give it 4 stars.